But a cloudburst comes down real hard. That's kind of when it comes down in torrents.
Mm-hmm. What's a drizzle exactly?
When it's raining slow, mm-hmm. just a slow rain. You'll say that it's just drizzled today.
What if it's heavier than that, but still not a cloudburst? You say we had
a heavy rain, a hard rain.
And if it's just a few drops coming down?
Sprinkle.
Okay. What if it's real fine?
A mist.
Did you ever say a shower?
Well, now I'll tell you what a shower is. A shower could be a hard rain mm-hmm. or a slow rain, but a shower just comes fast and then it's over with, kind of suddenly like. Maybe it'll start raining. Now, we had a shower a while ago. We just had a regular shower a while ago.
What if there's thunder and lightning in it? What do you call
it? Well, it could be a storm or a hurricane.
Okay.
A tornado. Could be a tornado coming.
What would you say if, I think I'd ask you something like this, but if the wind was getting stronger, you'd say it's doing what?
The wind's blowing.
Did you ever say it's blowing higher or rising?
Oh yeah, the wind's rising, the wind's blowing.
And if it's just the opposite of that, it's?
Well, it's slow.
Okay. Did y'all have much of the effects of hurricanes around here? Or is this too far north?
We don't have too much trouble with hurricanes. Really, there hasn't been one right in this, you know, around West Monroe in some time. But they had one at Winsboro not long ago, a couple of weeks ago. So we do have hurricanes in this country. Yes, sir, we have hurricanes.
How much damage did it do at Winsboro?
I don't really know, hon, but it done quite a bit of damage. It tore up a bunch of trailers. Mm-hmm. And I think it hit a school down there.
What about flooding? Do you have much problem with flooding here?
Oh, yes. We have problems with flooding. The water's come up 3 feet in this house.
Really?
Yes, sir.
When was that?
Oh, that was in 45. See, we have a levee now. We have a ring levee around here now.
Around the
whole neighborhood, Balcomville. If we didn't, it might be up here pretty soon because it's all down in the swamp there now.
Where is the swamp? Is mainly fed by the Ouachita River or what?
Yes. Oh, yes. This water backs up from the Ouachita River.
Mm-hmm. Where is the real swampy area? Start around here? Or is this
well,
is
when you
pretty?
Go down here, go over this levee, you're in the swamp. Mm-hmm. Really, this is all swampy land. Mm-hmm. But the swamp is over across the levee. You go down and hit this levee, this water up there, right up there behind that levee now.
What about a couple of years ago? They had so much trouble with the Mississippi River. Did any of the rivers around here rise as high as the Mississippi did? Or?
I don't know. I really don't remember. We have a high water nearly every spring. But it came right up in my house. They took my refrigerator and stove and things out in a boat. We scaffolded up the furniture.
Where did y'all stay when that?
Well, we stayed at my sister-in-law's house uptown. See, they had a levee around West Monroe, and we mm-hmm. stayed up in West Monroe. And, oh, you talk about a mess when you come back and have to clean that house mm-hmm. and scrub with it. You can tell now. See up that light part? That's
oh,
where it
yeah.
came up on that door. It's been painted, but it never taken one. Never did take
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it is about 3 feet.
It's about 3 feet. I imagine it was good 3 feet because they brought a big boat in here and taking out my things that I got at.
If you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you'd call that a
fog.
And a day like that would be a
foggy day.
Okay.